Friday, do what you want to show what talk. Chodesh Tov. I want to talk to you today about Shvisas Kelim, the Mishnah in Shabbos Daf Yud Zayin. Bei Shamay Omrim Ein Shorin Dio V'Samamonim V'Karshinin El Kadesh Yashur Mib'od Yom. So when you're using these Kelim for a Malacha, they have to be set up in a way early enough before Shabbos that the Malacha is complete before Shabbos. Ubeisil Matirim. And the Gemara says on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Omar Avasi, Man Tana, who's the author of Shvisas Kelim Doraiso, Beit Shammai Hivalo, Beis Hillel. So we paskin that there's no Isur Shvisas Kelim, we paskin like Beis Hillel. So basically, you can do any malacha, even if the malacha is going to continue during Shabbos. I mean, the only exception to the rule, which is more complicated, is Bishul, when you set up the Bishul before Shabbos. The Gemara a little bit later on in Daf Yud Tes brings down a Braisa. The Braisa says the following: Lo yaskir adam kelev l'nachri the Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, you can't rent out your kelim to a guy. He's going to use them on Shabbos. And what does that sound like to you? So what if he's going to use them on Shabbos? What do you care? I mean, that's the guy's problem, but he doesn't have Shabbos. Sounds like what? Like Shvisas Kelim, correct? So the author of this Braisa, Lechora, at first glance, would have to be Beis Shammai. But the problem is the second half of the Braisa. That's what Tosfos is bothered by. It says, Bereviu b'chamishi muta. You're allowed to rent your Kelim to a guy on the fourth day of the week, on the fifth day of the week. B'chayotzi b'zeh, ein m'shalchin igros b'yad nochri b'erev Shabbos. We have a similar halacha with regard to using the guy's services to carry letters for you. And that you're not allowed to set up on Erev Shabbos. But if it's before Shabbos on Wednesday or Thursday, that's okay. So we're going to focus our attention on the reisha of this braisa. Rashi says, Lo yaskir adam kelev, lasos bahen melacha b'erev Shabbos, dinirish maskirolo litzorech ha-Shabbos. It sounds like this schirus is for the malacha to be done on Shabbos. But again, who cares? The malacha is being done by a goy. So Tosa says, Ein lefarish mishum shvisas kelim ukebet shamai. L'chora, the simple pshat, that's what we thought intuitively, is that the goy using the Yisrael's kelim for malacha on Shabbos is only an Easter coin to bet shamai under the category of shvisas kelim. Tosa says you cannot interpret that way. This must be, the braisa must be formulating some sort of Isur that is universally accepted, even according to Beis Hill, because otherwise the Imkain, if it's only Beis Shammai, if the Yisod of this Isur of Schiris Kelim L'Nachri in the Braisa is Shvisas Kelim K'Beis Shammai, then Afilu B'Reviv V'Chamishi Nami. It makes absolutely no difference when you give over the Kli to the guy, as early as it might be, but if he's using the Kli on Shabbos, that itself is a violation of Shvisas Kelim. Ella, but rather, this is Beis Hillel. The less lehu Shvisas Kelim. He gives another possibility, maybe these are Kelim which don't lend themselves to a malach on Shabbos. But in any event, Tosa says, why would this be usur according to Beis Hillel? After all, Beis Hillel reject Shvisas Kelim. The usur, says Tosa, lefishen nireh, Kinotel Schar Shabbos. The Easter is Netilas Schar Shabbos. It's almost as if the guy, in this case, is paying for Melech Shabbos. Okay, we'll have to see what that means. In any event, what I wanted to point out to you is that the Rif omits this Braisa Lahaloch. Now, according to Tosfos, that the author of this Braisa and the Issa reflected in this Braisa is accepted according to Beis Hillel, why did the Rif omit this Braisa? La'alocha. And the one who notices this is the Baal HaMa'or. So the Baal HaMa'or you have on this page, which is Zayin Omer Aleph, I tried to photocopy it for you. I hope you're able to read it. So the Baal HaMa'or is the Mara cut right in the middle of the page on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph B'Dapei Arif. You have such a thing?
Yeah.
He says the following: V'hod the Tana Rabbanon, Lo yaskir adam kelev lenachri b'erev Shabbos. Lo kosva harifza. If you go through the riff, you won't find it. V'nirim idvarav. This is the punchline. Shehu sover. The riff is of the opinion that Beit Shammai he, that this brisa is authored by Beit Shammai to islu shvisas kelev. In other words, the riff leaves out the brisa because he believes that the brisa reflects the shita of shvisas kelev. But l'didan, according to us, in other words, we don't accept the pshat of the riff. Afilu beisil moduba. Even Basil would accept the Iser of Stiris Kalim Linachri on Erev Shabbos. Mishum Shenire Kemasna Lasos Malacha B'Shabbos. It's as if he tells the guy to do a Malacha B'Shabbos. Sounds a little bit like Amir Linachri Shvus or something along that line. But in any event, this Lididan really reflects the Shita of the Balei Tosfos that we saw here on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, that this Braisa reflects the Shita of the Chachamim, and therefore it's Asur to rent out your Kelim and Erev Shabbos to a Goy, even Lididan, even according to us that we don't accept Shvisas Kelim. This Braisa is formulating an Iser that's not built on Shvisas Kelim. But the Rif, says the Baal Amor, would understand that this Braisa reflects the Shita Beit Shammai of Shvisas Kelim. It means then that according to the Baal Amor's understanding of the Rif, we go back to the question of Tosfos, that Tosfos says, Dimkein afilu birvi v'chamishi nami. If there's an Issa Shvisas Kelim, why would that Issa be limited to the case where you give the guy the Kli on Erev Shabbos? As long as you know the guy is going to use the Kli on Shabbos, it doesn't matter when you gave it to the guy. It should be Asur Midin Shvisas Kelim. And if you take a look at back on your first page in the Ritva, the Ritva says, "Toner Rabbanu lo yaskir adam kelev lenachri erev Shabbos revi chamishi mutar leka lefrushei." Don't interpret it. Kidepirshu ktsas rabbananzal. Interesting. The Ritva understood that not only the Baal Amor in the Shitas Harif understood that this brisa was aliba de Beis Shammai, but even Rashi himself understood that this brisa reflects the Shita Beit Shammai. The Mashal Pirush Rashi is al diyisur mishum shvisas kelim ki Beit Shammai. Now, according to Rashi, and again according to the Rif, the way the Baal Amor understood the Rif, schirus lav dafka. The idea of schirus here is totally irrelevant. Because again, if the yisod of this isur, of giving your kelim to a nachri on Erev Shabbos and Shvisas kelim, it doesn't matter one iota whether the guy is paying for it, or you gave it to him gratis, you lent it to him free of charge. In any event, he's using the Yisrael's kelim on Shabbos for a malacha, and that itself is a violation of Shvisas kelim. So we now have a second kasha. I mean, the first kasha was a conceptual kasha. How could the brisa allow you to give the kelim to a nachri earlier than Erev Shabbos? Shvisas kelim, it's irrelevant when you gave the kli over to the akum. And now we have more of a diu kind of question. Why did the brisa limit itself to schirus kelim if we're talking about shvisas kelim? It has nothing to do with schirus. And therefore he says that according to Rashi, we saw it already in the Baal Amor, in the Rif, is schirus lav dafka. Chada. So now the Ritva says, why don't we accept this? Tomukminen masnisin delo ke Beis Hillel, because then this brisa is going against the shita of Beis Hillel. The ode, and furthermore, and this is the kash that we saw in Tosis, birvi ubechamishi amai shari. Okay, so we'll get back to the end of the Ritva Blinetter a little bit later. But now we want to look at the Rambam. The Rambam, I think, and please tell me if I'm wrong, would also reflect the understanding of the Baal Amor in the Rif, namely that this Braisa is the Shita of Beis Hillel, of Shvisas Kelim. Because the Rambam writes, Mutar lahashil kelim laskirin legoy, af al pishu osa behen malacha b'shabbos. So you're allowed to lend or rent out your kelim to a goy, even though you know very well the goy is going to do malacha on Shabbos. Mifneisha ein anu mitzuvim al shvisas kelim. In other words, had I adopted the shita of Beis Shammai, then the Brisa, which again, the way that we saw in the Ritva, Lav Dafka, it's not just Schiris Kalim, but it's also Sheilas Kalim Linochri, would make sense. The Isur is predicated on Shvisas Kalim, and that applies, according to Beis Shammai, based on the fact that the Goy is going to use the Kalim, he's going to work with the Kalim on Shabbos. And that we don't accept. Since we don't accept Shvisas Kalim, then you can give your kelim and even rent them to a guy the very last moment before Shabbos. Then the Rambam adds another piece over here. But if we're talking about giving your behemoth or your eved over to a guy in such a way that the guy is going to work your animal or he's going to work your eved on Shabbos, also. Why? Even though we don't accept Beit Shammai as far as Shvisas Kalim, but the Torah prohibits us from allowing our animal to work or our Evid to work on Shabbos, and therefore you cannot give your animal or your Evid over to a guy on Erev Shabbos. So once again, to summarize, it seems that there's a whole group of Rishonim. It could be it's the shita of the Rif who omits this brisa, according to the way the Baal Mor understood it. It could be it's the shita of Rashi, the way the Ritva understood Rashi. And almost for sure, I think it's the shita of the Rambam who says that since we don't accept Shvisas Kalim of Beit Shammai, therefore it's Mutar Lahashil Kalim Laskirin LeGoy, even though you know very well that the Goy is going to do Malacha when? On Shabbos. The Ravid in his Hasagas says the following: Mutar lahashil kelim ulaskirim legoy. Amar Avram lo akol modim lo beschirus. Again, keep in mind, Rabbi Osai, if this brisa reflects the shita of Beis Hillel, that means even lididan and afilu Beis Hillel modim bo, because it's like you're hiring out your kli to do work on Shabbos by giving it over to a guy, then it's only schirus. Interesting, it's only schirus. And therefore, says the Ravid, to the extent in which I claim and I maintain that this price reflects the Shita Beis Hillel, therefore the Iser is accepted with Didan, Lalocha, and therefore in schirus it would be prohibited. The Rambam allows you to rent out your keli on Erev Shabbos to a guy. Hoil v'nene, since the Yisrael is getting benefit from his kli doing work on Shabbos, because the guy is paying him for that, ki'ilu ose malacha liYisrael. Beautiful. The Ravid adds a little bit of a havana, of a biur. In Tosis, you remember, it was a little bit vague. Tosis said that ki'ilu notel schar Shabbos. We weren't sure what that means. In the Ravid's formulation, it's a little bit clearer. The kli is doing malacha on behalf of the Yisrael. What is the Yisrael benefiting by the kli doing malacha? He is getting this malacha, he's getting paid for this malacha. So there's a malacha that's being done here for and for the benefit of the Yisrael. V'chol yom shishi asur, shema yikaneis bo shas. And the reason why this Yisrael was formulated is because it's related to Malacha Shabbos when it was set up on Erev Shabbos. And basically, I think what we're going to see in the Magid Mishnah is an explanation as to why the Ravid came to this conclusion that the Iser of Schiris Kalim to a Nakri is acceptable halacha, and the Brisa reflects Beis Hillel. Very difficult phrase in the Ravid, very ambiguous. Sheva Yikadis Bo Shabbos, it's almost as if we're afraid that in some sense the Yisrael himself is doing the malach on Shabbos. I don't know. It's very difficult. But I just wanted to point out to you the Magid Mishnah, I think, reflects everything that we've been saying. He says, Mitoch divrei Rabbeinu, shehishva schirus l'she'ela. According to the Rambam, who allowed not only she'ela of a guy, where the guy is doing the malacha without paying the Yisrael, but even where the guy is paying the Yisrael, nire she'daituzal, she'ksheim she'ela v'uteres hafilu b'er Shabbos, and that everybody agrees to, kach s'chiris mutar. And the question is, what do we do with the braisa she'shaninu lo yaskir ken? He says, according to the Rama, mitoch perusho zal, devikelim osim bemalacha schiris cholik mishela asur lahaskir zedas harayvit. So in other words, what the Magid Mishnah is pointing out is that if the Rama went a step further and he allowed schirus, the Rama understood that the only Easter that was ever formulated by Chazal, reflecting in the Lashon HaBraisa, is based on Shvisas Kelim. And the Rama really spells that out. Because he says, ein anu mitzuvim al Shvisas Kelim. What was the Ravid Shita? The Ravid understood that Kelim shalosim ha-malacha b'schirus, that's already different. Also, la'asker Shabbos l'goy, demichzi kinotel schar Shabbos. He doesn't add that piece of Shemi Yikanes for Shabbos. B'zedas, Rabbeinu Avram Zal Ba'asogus, Abba Ba'alachus, the Riv, Lo Hevi Zos Abraisa. And apparently, the Das HaRif is that Braisa is Eino La'alacha, the Asya Kebet Shammai, the Islay Shvisis Kalin. Fine. So far, so good. The Ramban in Melchamas Hashem, which I photocopied for you here, on the bottom of the same page that I showed you the Baal Amor, the Ramban says the following. Omar HaKosef, he's referring to himself, right? Chas v'shol, what it says here in the Baal Amor, you cannot accept. The Imishum Shvi says, Kalim, if this Braisa is Aliba the Beit Shama, reflecting the Shita Shvi says, Kalim, Afilu Berisha v'sheni nami osu, Shekein Bershus Yisrael osu lioa. If the Yisrael gives his kli over to the guy with the license that the guy can use his kli on Shabbos, that's always prohibited according to Beit Shammai, because Beit Shammai accepts Shvisas Kelim. V'chein liskar behema v'avodim asur li olam, and that could be true even according to us. Because, as we saw in the Rambam, even Beis Hillel, although they reject Shvisas Kelim, but other mitzvah Shvisas Behemto, Fal Shvisas Avdo. And therefore, the Ramban raises the same objection against the Rif, the way the Baal Amor understood it, the way we saw in Tosfos, that how could it be that on Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi, it's Mutter, if according to Beit Shammai, the Isur, Ishvi says, Kalim is no nafkamina, what day of the week he gives it over to the guy, and therefore we're back to the question of Tosfos. So basically, according to the Ramban, we have to come to the conclusion that this Braisa does not reflect the Shita of Beit Shammai, but it reflects the Shita of Beis Hillel. If you take a look at the first of the wide lines, just skipping ahead, we'll come back to the few words I skipped. He says, Teda. Do you see that in the middle of the line that starts Kamiri? He says, Teda, I'll prove it to you. Midalo katani, shalo yashil velo yaskir. Kiriktani liel, that's the first back to Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. There it says, both she'ela and schiris, according to the Baal Amor and the Rif, that this Braisa reflects the Shita of Beis Shammai of Shvisas Kelim, there is no difference between Schiris and Shela. This was the question that we saw in the Ritva. Is Kulu Gavne, in all cases you can't give your Kli over to the guy, whether it's Mechira, whether it's She'elo, whether it's Mashko and Salva, in all cases. Why? Because then the kli is being used for a malacha on Shabbos by a guy, and you violate the isur of shvisas kelim. So why does the braisa limit itself to schiris? The answer must be that this braisa is not Beis Hillel, it's not Beis Shammai and shvisas kelim. It's even according to Beis Hillel, since the malacha is being done in such a way that you benefit from the malacha. The Yisrael is getting paid for that malacha on Shabbos. Therefore, it's also even according to Beis Hillel la'alacha. Lididan, as we said, and it would only apply to schirus, but not to she'elah. I want to get back to the Ritva for just a moment. The Ritva, which is at the beginning of page 1, right in the middle of the page, towards the end, he writes, "Avla nochon kemoshe pireish rizal didafka nokat schirus umishum schar kelov nagubo sha osurlo kemos schar gufo shehu osurlo." In other words, just like if you hire a guy to do work for you on Shabbos, that's osur because that malacha that the guy does is being done specifically for you and on behalf of the guy, of the Israel who hired him. So to the opposite, the flip side, where the guy is paying you, he says there too, the malacha is being done on your behalf. Now, what connects the malacha to you? In effect, I mean, the guy is paying you, so it's not the guy is working for you, Adrabba, you're doing something for the guy, but the answer is since the guy is paying you, it's that relates the malacha and the benefits of that malacha to you, and it's like hiring a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos. And therefore it's also even Ludidan according to Beis Hillel. Fine. So we saw the Ramban in Milchamis, and we might add that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah uses this language. Gzeira mishum schirus u gzeira mishum she'ela. In other words, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah seems to equate schirus and she'ela, which means that if we're dealing with Beit Shammai, it makes sense to equate schirus and she'ela. But if you take a look in the Rambam writes, and this is towards the bottom of your page 1, in Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Chaf, Halacha Gimel, Asur li Yisrael lahashil o lahaskir behem agasa legoy, shol yasev alachim Shabbos, vareyu mitzuva al shvisas behemto. Okay. So what I'd like to analyze with you is one possible mahalach as to how to understand this distinction between Shvisas Behemto, which the Rambam says is Asur Lahashil or Lahaskir Behemo Lagoy, and that Isur applies no matter what day of the week you give it over to the Goy, as opposed to being Maskir or Mashil a Keli to a Goy, which, according to Beit Shammai, according to this whole school of Rishonim that say that that Iser of Schirus and She'ela is because of Shvisas Kalim, and that applies only when? Only on Erev Shabbos. So again, let's just set our goal so we have the question clear. According to this entire sheet of Rishonim, which we saw in the Rif according to the Baal HaMor, we saw in Rashi according to the Ritva, we saw in the Rambam, that as far as Shvisas Kalim is concerned, it depends when you give the Kli to the guy. Beit Shammai would only ask for giving the Kli to a guy when? On Erev Shabbos, but not on Yom Revi, not on Yom Chamishi, as opposed to the case of Behema, which is clear, and the Rambam says it outright, that you cannot give your behem over to a guy, not for free, and not for pay, not only on Erev Shabbos, the Rambam is lav dafka on Erev Shabbos, any day of the week, because the guy is going to use the behem on Shabbos, and that's called Adam Mitzuve al Shvisas Behemto. It means that there's some sort of difference between Shvisas Behemto and Shvisas Kelov. Anybody want to suggest? I think there's a fundamental difference between the two.
The Rambam's going to learn the Brisa differently.
Oh, but I'm asking.
The Rambam learns the Brisa according to
Hashem. I'm asking a different question, Monty. What's the difference between Shvisas Kalim, which according to Beis Hillel, according to Beis Shammai, is also when you give the Kli over to the guy on Erev Shabbos, and Shvisas Behemto, which is also in any event, even if you give the Kli, even if you give the Behema over to the guy on Sunday, it makes no difference.
Wait, did we see the difference between Behema and Kalim?
Because again, the Rambam says that Asli Yisrael Lahaskil Lahashel Behema Lagoy Shalayasim Lach B'Shabbos. Says the Rambam, it doesn't matter. The Rambam doesn't qualify what day of the week you gave it to.
Caleb is always Mutter, even on Friday.
Right, but I'm saying but the Rambam is saying that the Braisa which asks Caleb to a guy is Beis Shammai. Says the Rambam, you have no problem giving a Caleb to a guy because that Isur in the Braisa reflects the Sheet of Beis Shammai. So now we have the question which we saw in different forms in Tosis and the Rabban and the Ritvani and the Magen Mishnah. They all ask the same question. If the Braisa is reflecting Shvisas Kalim according to Beit Shammai, then let's jump into the mindset of Beit Shammai here. Why does Beit Shammai say that you can't give your kli to a guy on Erev Shabbos, but you're allowed to give him on Wednesday or Thursday? I mean, again, if you're Mitzvah and Shvisas Kalim, what difference does it make when the Malach is going to be... What difference does it make if at the bottom line, at the end of the day, the malach is being done on Shabbos? So it's the same as a behema. What difference does it make when I give the behema over? The malacha of the behema is being done on Shabbos. So why not apply the same logic that we apply to Shvisas Behemta, which is even la halacha for us, in the context of Beit Shammai and Shvisas Kalim? There's got to be some difference in between Shvisas Behema and Shvisas Kalim. That's what I want to call your attention to. Nobody sees it. Shouldn't you see it?
No, it does the behema. The behema itself is doing the malach.
Excellent. Now, why do I care if the behema is doing the malach? Why does the Torah prohibit me from setting up a situation in which my behema is working on Shabbos? Who cares about the behema? The Torah says, "L'man yanuach sharcha." The Torah has a concept of menucha with regard to sharcha. In the same pasuk, Abdecha, Amasech, etc. It means that something that belongs to you and is able to work and do malacha, you're not allowed to set up such a situation that the malacha is being done. There's a mitzvah of hanacha, menucha with regard to behem. It's a fascinating chiddush. Okay, but now let's talk about a kli. Do I care one iota if the kli is in a state of menucha or not? Adam mitzuval shvisas Caleb according to Beit Shammai means that if the kli is doing malacha, so therefore I violate the Issa because my kli is doing malacha. It makes no sense whatsoever. The kli is not doing any malacha. The malacha is being done with the kli, but it's the human being who's doing the malacha, not the kli. So shvisas Caleb, I believe, has to be understood in a fundamentally different light than Shvisas Behemto or Shvisas Avdo. In the case of Shvisas Kalim, the Iser is that if the Kli is doing Malacha, so to speak, then it's as if you're doing Malacha. In other words, what's going on in Shvisas Kalim is that your Chiyuv Shvisa, your Din Shabbosan, is being undermined by the fact that your Kli is doing Malacha. So if you set it up in your own Rishus, in other words, it's Kaili Shel Yisrael, Rishus Yisrael, that's Pshita according to Beit Shammai, that it undermines your Shvisa because your Kaili are working for you. There's no question that the Kli is working for you. Because you set it up that the Kli should be doing Malacha for you on Shabbos. It's right there in front of your nose. Oh, but what if I give my Kli to a guy? Says the Gemara, that even in this case, it upsets my shvisa if the kli is working. Bamedvar mamurim, if the kli's malacha is related to the Yisrael. If I take my kli and I hand it over to a guy, that mesira of my kli to a guy, and the guy is now doing malacha in my kli in such a way that I'm benefiting from that malacha, that relates the malacha of the kli to me, even though it's done outside Rishus, and even though the guy is the one who's being maf'il the malacha. Bamedvar mamurim, if I give a mesira over to the guy, but let's say, for example, the guy would come and take my kli, shalom Rishus, he comes with a machine gun, takes my kli. So do I have a mitzvah to make sure that the guy doesn't use my kli on Shabbos? For sure not. There's no din that my kli can't work and do malacha on Shabbos. The problem is if the kli is doing malacha for me on Shabbos, then it's considered as an extension of me, my menucha Shabbos, my Shabbosan is ill affected, is undermined. So therefore the halacha is that Mesiras Kaili Lenachri. And here's where the Rishonim had another condition. It's not just Mesiras Kaili Lenachri, it's got to be Mesiras. Because again, If the guy receives my kli, even with a mesira, but it's b'she'ela, it's gratis, and the Yisrael is getting no benefits whatsoever from this malach that the guy is executing in my kli, then that malach doesn't relate to me. I need something, I call it a tziruf, some agent to relate the malach of the guy in the kli to me, to the Yisrael who owns the kli. And ownership over the kli is not enough. Even mesira is not enough. I need schirus. Schirus, says the Braisa, again, according to all those Rishonim who say that this Braisa reflects the Shita Beit Shammai, creates a violation of Tfisas Kelim, because now the guy is working in the kli, and with the kli on Shabbos, he's doing malach in such a way that the Yisrael benefits from it.
According to the Shammai, don't need schirus. Only if we say like Basil and use Spirits. The ritual said that Spirits Lata.
Right, but I'm just saying, if let's say, it all depends on how you read the Brisa, Mati, right? Let's go back to the Brisa. The Brisa says, Tanra Bonalo Yaskir Adam Kalev Lino. So the ritual is Machadish that if the Brisa is Aliv of the Beis Shammai, she's Kalev, then it's Lav Dafka Spirits. I'm suggesting that it could be that we could take the Brisa literally, not the way the ritual says it. And the East, because again, if you go back to the Rambam says Muto Lahashil Kalim Ulas Kiram Lagoy. It sounds like the Rambam is okay, maybe the Rambam, on the contrary, you're right. The Rambam seems to be equating She'ela and Schirus within the context of Beis Shammai. And then you're right, the Brice is Lav Dafka. But I'm suggesting that what's the tziruf between the malach that's being done in the kli by the guy and the bailin and the Yisrael? Why is the chisaron in the shabbason of the bailin? Perhaps according to these rishonim, once there's schirus, and again you might extend it to she'ela, but I want to take the simple case first of schirus, in which case the bailin gives the kli over to the akum for malach, and this malach is nikreis al shem bailin, it's mitzuruf to the bailin as if the bailin gave it to the guy al das, that they should use this kli for malach on Shabbos, because the schirus is for Shabbos, that itself upsets the shabbason of the bailin.
He gives it on Wednesday.
Oh, excellent. So now maybe we could come to a possible explanation, according to all the theories we've shown him, why the Braisa limits the Isur to the case of Erev Shabbos. Because again, our goal is to be mitzareif the meleches akum b'shabbos to the Yisrael. So the Braisa says the following: if I enter into a schirus relationship with my kelim with a guy earlier in the week, the kli is already in the yad ha'akum on Wednesday or on Thursday. Then it's as if the kli is there in the yad ha'akum me'elov. It's as if the guy went into the Rishus of the Yisrael and he took the kelim. The fact that the guy does the malacha with his kli on Shabbos is not mitzurah. The mesira of the Yisrael of the kli v'yad akum could only be considered a malacha Shabbos in the kli on behalf of the Yisrael. If the mesira is done on Erev Shabbos, we need a smichus over here. The smichus of Erev Shabbos to Shabbos means that this Mesirah is setting up a das that the Meleches HaKli B'Shabbos is being done on behalf of Israel. The fact that the guy decides to do the Malacha on Wednesday or Thursday and then extend it to Shabbos, that doesn't relate to the Israel. What relates to the Israel is when the Kli is given specifically to the guy for the purpose of Shabbos. Again, whether we want to extend that even to the case of She'ela, as Mati was pointing out, that's an interesting question. If this be the case, Rabosai, then let's take a look at the Ramban. Just 1 second. The Ramban in...
Can you repeat why there would be a Betel Tziruf if it would be on Monday?
Right, what I'm suggesting is that if the guy has your kli on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and he decides that he wants to use the kli on Shabbos, that's not considered as if I gave the kli to the guy specifically al das for the purpose of being Osek b'melacha with the kli on Shabbos. In other words, at what point do I say that my mesira of the kli to the akum is considered as if the melacha Shabbos is related to the Yisrael? We need some sort of demonstration that this melacha is being done on Shabbos for the Yisrael. Why? Because the Yisrael gave him the kli. If the guy takes the kli on his own, or if the Yisrael gives him to the kli early enough in the week that the guy decides on his own that he wants to use the kli for melacha Shabbos, that doesn't yet clinch it.
There's that contract in serious for 2 weeks. I'm saying, what's the difference? And he's making money from the fact that he's working on Shabbos.
Correct. You could have said it otherwise. You could have said, look, the Yisrael gave him the kli and he's not machbid whether he does the melacha on Shabbos or another day. So in other words, any melacha that he does, even if the guy chooses to do the melacha on Shabbos, that's related to the Yisrael. But if you want to clinch that relationship, if you want to set up a tzir of gavur, then it has to be in such a way that the first opportune moment that the guy could implement the mesira and do his melacha with this kli is Shabbos. And that's on Erev Shabbos. Again, I'm not telling you that all Rishonim agree to that. But those Rishonim who say that this brice that we began with reflects the sheet of Shvisas Kalim, we're going to have to say that somehow the Shvisas Kalim is a problem because it upsets the Shabbason or the Menucha of the Yisrael. You know, somehow we have to relate the Malacha to the Yisrael. So Bishleim, if the Kli is in the Rishus of the Yisrael, it's doing Malacha, that's Beis Shammai. But now Beis Shammai is extending it to the case where the Malacha is being done by whom? By a guy. Why is the guy's Malacha with my Kli? Why am I responsible for that? The answer has to be, and this will apply even in the case of Behema, where I gave my Behema to the guy to work on Shabbos. So in the case where the guy is going to do the malacha with my behema on Shabbos, I have now set up, I'm the cause of the behema working on Shabbos. And the Torah says, L'man Yanuach. But here what we're saying is that we need a tziruf between the melech sakli and the Yisrael. And that tziruf could only happen if there's a Yisrael, there's a mesiras Yisrael of the kli to the Alak. We may also add Schirus as another condition, and it's got to be the Erev Shabbos. For example, I'll tell you the truth. If a guy would abscond with my behemoth, or my Evid, and he's working my Evid and my behemoth on Shabbos, I would have to do whatever possible, I mean, obviously not because of Nefesh, to get back my animal, or to prevent the guy from doing it. It's like, what shall I say, if a man plants a tree on Erev Shvius, knowing well that the cleat of the tree is going to take place on Shvius. I have to do everything in my power. There's even an Adin of Akira. Or for example, if I see a guy doing it, I have to stop the guy from doing it. Why? Because otherwise I'm the cause for my land to work on Shabbos and other Mitzvah v'Shvisas. Karka b'shvius. Okay, that's for my class on Thursdays that we give in Shvius, but the mitzvah is v'shav sa'aretz. I cannot set up, even with a Shabbos clock, a way in which on Shvius, my karka is going to be working. That's what it says in the post. Imagine you have an irrigation system that works on a Shabbos clock, on a Shvius clock, and you set up the Shvius clock on Erev Shvius, the postim are a postim. I didn't do anything on Shvius. The answer is because I set it up actively that my karka, my aretz, will be working instead of being shoveis on Shvius. And I can't do that with my behema either. So if the guy is encouraged to use my animal, I have a problem because my animal is working. And that's a din in Shvius HaBehem. Okay. Now if you see on the bottom of your page 1, so I asked you to look in the Baal Amor in Masechet Avodah Zarah, which I photocopied for you, and I hope you have it. It should be the last, I think the last page in this thing, no? Where is it? Of course, when I need it, I can't find it. Oh. So you see the Baal Amor in the bottom left? It's on Daf, Dalet Amud Beis, Bedape Arif, in Avodah Zarah. And he says the following, V'ika man diomar. You see it? I think I underlined it. I meant to, anyway. V'ika man diomar v'yom chamishi b'stam muto lahaskir ulashiwam. Wow. This is a mind-boggling chiddush, Rabosai. Listen carefully. according to the Ika Mandiomar in the Balamor, if on Thursday I give my animal to a guy, even Mischiris, then it's mutter. Midi de havia kelim lebe shamai. Shemitzuvim in a Torah shvisa al shvisaso lidivrehim. According to Beit Shammai. And nevertheless, with regard to shvisas, shvisas kelim, according to Beis Hillel, lo amru ella the erev Shabbos. My Easter to give my kli to a guy, according to Beit Shammai, only applies when? On Erev Shabbos. So the Ikaman the Omar says, let's extrapolate from that by analogy to our halacha of Shvisas Behemto. If I can give my behema to a guy on Thursday or on Friday, I will bechamishi mutter. Wow, that's pretty radical. By the way, you notice that the Balamor adds one word here. He says, bestam. On Thursday, bestam. What does he mean by bestam? If I rent out my animal, bestam, I don't stipulate that Shabbos is included in the schirus. Then, somehow, the schirus does not upset the mitzvah of Shvisas Behemto. But if I were to rent it or lend it to the guy on Thursday and say specifically, this is for Shabbos, then it would be also even according to the Ikam and the Omar. But this Ikam and the Omar is operating with an absolute equation between Shvisas Kelu LeBeis Shammai and Shvisas Behemto LeDidan. And the whole Easter Shvisas Behemto only applies when you give it to the guy to work with it on Erev Shabbos. Meaning, according to the Ikam and the Omar, which we'll see the Ramban is going to reject this B'tokev, that even the Easter Shvisas Behemto is not because I have to worry, I have to be concerned that the behemah not doing any work. But it's because if the behemah is working, it's related to me. Since the behemah is my behemah, that upsets my shvisa. Oh, but now I gave it to the guy. Do I have to worry about the guy doing work with my animal? And the answer is, it depends. If I gave it to the guy in such a way that it's obvious, it's apparent, it's demonstrated that he's going to do the work with this animal on Shabbos, then the animal's work on Shabbos becomes a meleches akum bebehemto shel Yisrael b'Shabbos. The melacha is a Shabbos melacha, and it relates to the Yisrael, and it undermines his din of Shvisa. But if on the other hand, I give the guy my animal on Thursday, that doesn't relate the meleches behemto on Shabbos to the Israel. It's almost as if the Melechus behemto was Mimela. It was a guy who decided on his own to do my work. To do his work, with my behema. I don't have to worry about that. Let's go back to the Ramban. The Ramban in Shabbos on Daf Zayinam in Beis says the following. He says, it's on the bottom right, on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Lo nisbara etzli b'makom hazeh. I don't understand why the Rif omitted this brisa that prohibits schiras kelim on Erev Shabbos to a guy. Barav Avram Berbdovid, this is the Ravid. By the way, this is not the Ravid in Asodis. I mean, maybe the same Ravid, but it doesn't reflect the same sheet of the Ravid. He says, Melamed Olav Schus. He's trying to justify the Rif, and why the Rif leaves out this Bryce. Umamid Kol Bryce Zukibet Sham. Usha'ela Umashkon Mutarim. Shalo his hiru al shvisas kelim ela b'meleches Yisrael. So if you give the guy a kli for a she'ela, for you lend it to him, or you give it as a mashkon because you owe him a chov, but you're not getting paid for it, that doesn't constitute a violation of shvisas kelim. Why? because it's not called Meleches Yisrael. Please underline those three words. I think that's the key to understand, to unlock the mystery of all the Rishonim, the element of Meleches Yisrael. In other words, you have to have a Meleches Keli, which is called a Meleches Yisrael. That's to relate to the Yisrael. And it's not enough that you gave permission to the guy to use your Keli and do Melacha to make it into a Meleches Yisrael. Dumya the Eved the Amatoshavim Shaosim Melacha Li Atzman Ki Yisrael Bechol. He says, with regard to a Ger Toshav or an Eved Toshav, he says there's no din that I have to see to it that they rest, and therefore it's like Osim Melacha Li Atzman. He, the guy, is doing the melacha for himself. Uschirus Malachto shall Yisrael, but if the guy is paying for this malach on the keli, it becomes a malachto shall Yisrael. Lefichach the erev Shabbos asur, afilu b'schiris yom echad, shelo yikanes Shabbos biodo b'malach. Interesting. The Ramban, in the name of the Ravid, introduces a whole new element here. That why is this schiris in the Braisa prohibited? And we're going a liba de Beit Shammai Shvisas Kelim, because the schiris was for Yom Echad. And if I give the schiris of the Kli over to the guy on Erev Shabbos, then the schiris itself begins and ends and exhausts itself with Meleches Shabbos. So again, if I cannot reinterpret the schiris in a way that the guy himself decided to do a Meleches Atzmo with the Kli on Shabbos, in other words, if the only way I can interpret and make sense out of the schirus is that the guy is going to do his malach with this kli on Shabbos, because the schirus was the schirus of Yom Echad that was handed over to the guy, signed and sealed on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos, then it becomes a meleches Yisrael. If, on the other hand, the schirus was a longer schirus, and therefore the guy is doing the malach al das atzmo, which he calls meleches atzmo, it's not a meleches Yisrael, it doesn't undermine Shvisa's Kelim, because you don't have to do a Shvisa from the Kli in terms of Meleches Akum, it's Meleches Goy, Liatzmo, it's not a Meleches Yisrael. And therefore he says, Beschir u Bechamishi, Mutter Beschiris Yom Echad, Ulebeis Hil Liola Mutter. Since this Vaisa reflects the Shita of Beis Shammai, who holds Shvisa's Kelim, and is halacha that the Meleches Kli, Biad Yisrael, Biad Goy, if the schirus was the schirus Yom Echad, is a Meleches Yisrael, we don't accept that shita, and therefore the whole thing is shalom ka'aloch. If you take a look at the Rush, I think the Rush, and perhaps even the Magen Mishnah, are saying something similar to this Ravid. This is on page 2 of Yomar Makomos, on the top of the page. So again, just to summarize, the Ravid understands that the entire Isur of this Braisa is schirus, and through the schirus it becomes Meleches Yisrael. It doesn't apply to She'ela. This is Mati, coming back to your point from before. And in the case of She'ela, he calls it Meleches Akum. And the Braisa is talking about schirus of Yom Echad, and therefore, when he rents out this Kli to the guy on Erev Shabbos, it's as if he's entering into the Shabbos with a Malacha. This Malacha is being done on behalf of the Yisrael, because the Yisrael is benefiting it through the payment, and therefore the Malach itself, since it is a Meleches Yisrael b'schirus, a Meleches Goy b'schirus, therefore the guy is doing Meleches Yisrael. But if you gave it over to the guy on Wednesday or Thursday, the Malach is not part of the schirus. Malach on Shabbos is not part of the schirus, and therefore it's considered like She'ela, where the Malacha is a Meleches Akum and it's mutter. So again, what's the difference according to the Ravid between Schirus Behemto? Schirus Behemto is also in any event, no matter when he gives the Schirus. It doesn't have to be a Schirus of Yom Echad on Erev Shabbos. The answer is because the Ravid understands that with regard to Behemto, you're not allowed to set up a situation, a cause and effect relation, begrama even, in which your animal will work on Shabbos. But with regard to the Kalim, says the Ravid, it's got to be a Meleches Yisrael, and it can't be Meleches Goy. And I think that's what the Rush means on the top here of the second page. The Rush says, Yesh Mefarshim the Shvisas Kelim Ki Hai. She'ein meleches Yisrael nasa b'hem eino osur ela midrabbanan. Okay, this comes back, Nisan, to your point from before. And that is that according to the Rosh in the name of the Eish Mefarshim, the entire Isur of giving over a kli to a gut under the law of Shvisas Kalim is only Dirabbanan. Because on a Doraisa level, the Isur Shvisas Kalim is only a Meleches Yisrael Mamish, which means that the kli is doing work for the Yisrael. Once you rake out the kli to a guy, the kli is doing malach not on behalf of Israel, but on behalf of the guy. The only reason for this Isur is only Durabbanan. And I think if we go back to the Magid Mishnah, the last line of the Magid Mishnah on your page 1, he says, Amo b'schiris shal Yisrael nene hichmiru beit shamai kol yom shishi. Since this hanah, this benefit for the Israel, then that Meleches HaKli, according to Beit Shammai, is also because it's being done in such a way that it directly relates to the Israel who is benefiting from that Melech. But that's only on Yom Shishi. Miu Bechamishi Mutar Lefisha Ein Anubus Harim Ela Al Melechtenu Shalote Choshev Shalote Asa Bekelenu Vizui Das Beit Shammai V'Ein Al Alocha. And therefore, to reflect the sheet of those Rishonim who don't bring down this Isur of Schirus Kalim to Israel, of Israel to a guy, he says that the entire Isur of Schirus Kalim to a guy is according to Beit Shammai. It comes under Shvisas Kalim, but that's only if the Israel is being nene from the Meleches Akum, which means that the Akum is paying him for the Schirus. And not only that, it's got to be on Yom Shishi. That which the guy does, if the kli was given to him earlier in the week, if the schiris took place on Wednesday or Thursday, that's considered a meleches akum. It's not considered a meleches yisrael. It doesn't upset the shvisas yisrael. And therefore, we can go back to the Ramban that we began with, and there were a few words that we left out of the Ramban. The Ramban says, Ela shvisas kelim biyad nami lo gmiri de meleches nachrihu de ka'af. He says that there's no violation of Shvisas Kalim if the kli is in the hands of the Nachri. Why? Because then the melech that's being done is purely a meleches Nachri. It's a meleches Nachri and not a meleches Yisrael. And all this is reflected, I think, in the Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Kaf Halacha Yudalid, that the Rambam says, "Kshem sha'odo mitzuv al shvisas behemto b'shabbos, kachu mitzuv al shvisas avdo v'amosa." How does this work? Why is it that if my behemah is working on Shabbos, I violate the isur of shvisas behemto? Says the Rambam, "The afal pi she'hein b'nei das." He says, if we're equating it to an eved, wait a minute. The Eved is a Ben Das. And therefore the Eved makes the decision to do the Malacha. You know, you can ask the Eved to do it, but at the end of the day, the Eved is a Ben Das. That Maisa Malacha relates to the Eved and not to the Yisrael. Ula Das Atzmo Osin. And you would have said, says the Rambam, Mr. Hadmi to the Rambam, that the Eved is doing a Malacha Al Das Atzmo. It doesn't relate Ki Hu Zeh to the Yisrael. Kamash Malon, says the Rambam, what's the Maskada? Mitzuva olav l'shamram ulamana ne'asiyas v'locha v'shabbos. It's a whole different halacha. It's not like the halacha of Shvisas Kalim according to Beit Shammai, where you set up a meleches kli which it relates to you. No. Let the animal do it on its own. Let the guy do it on its own, this Eved. Nevertheless, you have to be monea him. You have to watch him and guard him and prevent him from doing malacha. Because your mitzuvah, you have to make sure that the shor is in a state of menucha, v'nafesh ben amasecha v'ager. So your mitzuvah in the shvisas behemtecha, your mitzuvah in the shvisas avdecha. And therefore, even though you could argue logically that the Eved is doing melech al das atzmo, if it's a meleches Eved, it's not meleches Yisrael, nevertheless you're muzar. Because it's not like Kalim, where you're muzar on the melech of the Kalim because it's meleches Yisrael. And that only applies, according to Beit Shammai, in certain very specific conditions that have to be met. It's got to be Schirus, and it's got to be Erev Shabbos, and you have to have given the Kli over to the Akum, according to some Rishonim, it only applies if it was a Schirus Yom Echad, which was effectuated on Erev Shabbos, according to the Rosh, the whole Iser, if the guy does the Malacha, is Derabbanan on a Deraisa level, it's Malachas Akum. Here also, says the Rambam, why not say it's Malachas HaEved, it's Aldas Atzman. The same phrase that we saw over and over again in the Rishonim, whether it was in the Ramban, whether it was in the Ravid, whether it was in the Palamar, that he's doing the Malacha, Bishus Yisrael, or it's a Malachas Yisrael, or it's a Malachas Akum, and we were matir in a Malachas Akum, we should apply the same yardstick to Avdo Vamoso. Says the Rambam, name Afal Pishen Bnei Das Uladas Atzmanen Osim Mitzuva Olenu Lishomron Ulamana Miasis Malachim Shenemar Lamanya Nuach. Here you're commanded, you're enjoined to see to it that your Eved is in a state of Menucha, and therefore you have to do everything that possible to prevent him from doing Malach, even though it's Malachas HaEved, he's doing an Aldas Atzman. I just want to conclude the shiur, just for 2 more minutes, with the question about refuah b'Shabbos. Because this too is discussed by the Rishonim in that sugya, and it also is in the sugya Beitza. And the question I want to ask you is, when a person does refuah on Shabbos, is he allowed to ask the guy to do the refuah for him? In other words, can I go to a non-Jewish doctor? If you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Chaf Ches, he says, Mishi Yesh Lo Mechush B'Alma, he's not a Chole, Shembo Sakonim, who Mishalik Olik Yibari, Asro Lassel So Shum Refua, and he adds, Afilu Al Yidei Eino Yehudi, the Gzerech Shrika Salomon. So the question I want to ask you, what does the Shulchan Aruch mean when he says, Afilu Al Yidei Eino Yehudi? Does that mean that you hired the Eino Yehudi, or you at least actively sought out his medical help? What happens if the guy would do this for you on his own? You know, he's a good doctor. You know, in the old days when the doctors used to make house calls. So take a look at the Gemara's language in Shabbos. The Gemara says, on Daf Yud Ches, the Gemara says, it's in the same sugi that we're learning now, Umeinichem Kilar Al Gavi Ha'ayin. These are various different kinds of medical administration. This Polinus Al Gavi Maka, Erev Shabbos in Chashecha. Umisrapes Ha'olechas Kol Yom Ku. So here's my chakir. What is the Issa Refuah B'Shabbos? Is it the Maisa Refuah? In other words, when I actively, V'kumva say, administer Refuah, and that becomes like a kaviyochel, a malach on Shabbos, that's the Rabbanon, when they instituted the gzera mishum shchika samamonim of refuah, they consider refuah like a malach, but that requires that I actively implement that malach. So I implement the refuah, I do a maisel israpos. Well, no. Chazal were mesakein an iser refuah unto itself. The refuah itself is asur, even if I don't do it actively. And what's the nafkamina? Before we get to the case of Akum, the nafkamina would be if I set it up when? On Erev Shabbos. The same thing that we discussed before about Shabbos clocks. What if I have a Shabbos clock for refuah purposes and the Gemara is matir? And therefore, we're tempted to assume, in the context of the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Yud Ches, that the Easter is not the refuah itself, not the guf ha-refuah, but the maisa refuah. And the second nafkamina, not just if I set it up on Erev Shabbos, would be what happens if the guy, on his own volition, decides to administer medical help. Is that an Isur? You know, if it's the refuah per se, then it should be Asur. But if it's the Maisa of being Merape someone, so the guy did it. If I tell the guy to do it, you could say, I set it up. It's like a refuah of Yisrael. The Maisa refuah relates to Yisrael. But if he does it, take a look, and with this we'll conclude. Again, we have a Rashman, a Rambam, we'll leave that for another time. But if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, in this Simon of Shin Chav Ches, which is dedicated to Refuah on Shabbos, in Sif Yud Zayin, he says, Chol Shenofal Machmas Chol Yilumishka V'Ein Bo Sakona. The Ramah says, O Sheyesh Lo Mechush, Shemitztayer V'Chol Avimenu Kol Gufo. He has like fever and he has to go into bed. Oz Afal Pisha Holech, even though he can walk on 2 feet, and he does walk, but Kenofal Mishkav Dami, He's Omrim Li'eno Yehudi Lasos Lo Refua. He says that you're allowed to tell a guy to do a refuah for you. What do you derive from this Ramah? What's the deal in terms of our question? Are you allowed to have a guy do refuah for you? What's the answer? Only if he's not full of Mishkan. If he's not full of Mishkan, if he's not a chole, and it's just an Issa refuah, because of Mechush and Bialma, because of the Gzeir Shtika Samamonim, it would seem from the Ramah that he's saying that that would be awesome. So it could be that the Ramah is saying that it's awesome because you're telling the guy to do the refuah, to administer the refuah. But maybe if the guy would do it on his own, he would not have to stop. And that's what I'm going to perhaps from the Gemara on Shabbos, which with regard to setting up the refuah on Erev Shabbos, that will take place on Shabbos. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you.